Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Favorites Podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. They're America's number one sportsbook with an easy-to-use app that's safe and secure. And when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. And this season, FanDuel Sportsbook is making betting easy for everyone. With great promos like risk-free bets, enhanced odds markets, same-game parlays, and more. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman. Massive, massive show today. It is Tuesday. It is the day we go through the full slate, talk about every single game, me and my BFF, my companion, my compadre, professional better, Mr. Simon Hunter. Hello, friend.
Up, Chad.
Listen, we just had our longest prep meeting ever, our pre-show meeting. Matt Mitchell gave us so many notes for the rundown, almost all of it prompted by feedback from fans. As I have said, feedback is a gift. We love getting it. Reminder, we're going to run through the full slate. We're going to talk about our Simon Says bet. We're going to probably get to a foxhole. We'll probably do Big Ball's Bet on Thursday when we narrow down the slate. We will do Scooch Roulette. A couple things that people really weighed in on. I said a couple weeks ago, people said they didn't like having Tina, our voice of scheduling.
Arizona Cardinals are back on their bullshit.
I said, if the silent majority speaks up, she'll come back. The silent majority has spoken. Most of you get that Tina is there to tell you what the next game is. She's the traffic cop. People like her. They want her. I've gotten a lot of personal DMs about it. We're bringing Tina back.
Let's do this.
Number two, people have asked a lot about the show Convince Me that we reference on the podcast. Convince Me is a live show. It is not a podcast. It is a live show that we do on the Action Network HQ Twitter handle and on the Action Network YouTube page on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern. It's me, it's Simon, it's other Action Network experts, Sean Kerner and Chris Raybon. The three of them try to convince me, Chad, what bets I should make that day, what player prop, what side I should make, and what total I should make. The three of them compete. I make the choice based on their analysis. It's a really fun show. It's 30 minutes, not a podcast, live show. You can only get it at 11 a.m. and after. You can get it through the rest of the day. That's two. A lot of people were getting tired of the Mike Tomlin drops.
What?
Not that they don't like them. They just want a new one. Matt Mitchell has spent hours bringing in new Tomlin drops. I hope you enjoy them.
That's right, Chad. I actually spoke to Coach Mike Tomlin about this. I told him that our listeners thought that he had lost his edge and that his clips were redundant and weren't fun anymore. So here's what he had to say about that.
So be it. We accept responsibility for that. We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December. We're going to go in attack mode because we have to, because that's what's required.
Let's go, Matt!
Three. Simon, if I'm missing anything, let me know. Three. Our final picks. We're getting so many questions about our final picks. What we do like for the five, because we'll talk about the full slate today. We'll narrow down on Thursday. Sunday morning, Simon and I choose our five. I put those in the Action Network app on Twitter. You can download it for free. You can follow me. You can get them. Simon also puts them out on Twitter. So you can see them on Twitter. You can see them in the app. What we are going to do, because clearly we're not doing this right, we're going to create a new handle, a new profile in the Action Network app. Again, download it for free. It's super easy. When you've downloaded it, there's a little button at the bottom that says follow. We're going to create a handle that says The Faves Five. The Faves Five. That's where we will start putting our picks. Matt Mitchell, I blame you. Bad producing. We should have done that from the very beginning of the year.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next September.
Yeah, see you in September. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking. Finally, let's do a quick review of what happened this past weekend because it was consequential. One of your five big bets of the year, Los Angeles Chargers plus 3.5. There wasn't a moment in that game where I didn't think the Chargers were going to cover that game until overtime. They were just the better team. Like the entire game, they were doing better things. I was a little worried after that kickoff when they didn't score. It seemed like their play calling, like inside the five, they became a different team, and that was frustrating. We haven't talked about it at all. I did not want it. We didn't text about it. We didn't Slack about it. We didn't talk about it on Sunday. We have not discussed it.
This town is a make you town, is a break you town. Yeah, buddy. Holy shit.
Upsetting.
I don't even know. I still don't know what to say. Like, I wish I didn't bet. I really do. I wish this was a fictional show that I didn't place real money, because that was just a kick in the face. I mean, I've had a few times in my life I had other people reach out to me after a bet and make sure I'm okay. I feel like I got flooded with people. Like, I was like on suicide watch, and it wasn't even that bad. It was just like stunned. Every time someone says analytics, an angel loses its wings. And I'm not a huge social media person in the first place, but there are certain words I'll just blacklist, and I added that to the list. That's my mute. I muted the word on Twitter because I just can't take it anymore. I am all about analytics. I'm all about the math. Like, I think that's the biggest thing they've added to football, is that's how you win games. The Eagles Super Bowl run with Doug Peterson, we won because of analytics. He was going for it on fourth downs, but he wasn't going for it every fourth down. And you can say what you want about that Chargers game. There is no analytics in the world you can find that before halftime, you don't kick a field goal there. You have the ball at the other in the Chiefs territory. If you kick a field goal, you're up 7 for the Chargers. That's a key number, seven. There is no field position there. It's before halftime. Okay. It's not as if you miss the field goal. It doesn't matter. The half's over. That's why you go for it on fourth down, because you're already pinning the team back defensively. So that means, yeah, if it's the middle of the third quarter, go for it on fourth down. If it's fourth and two at the two, yes. I mean, it still makes me sick to my stomach thinking about it, but that's what's being a pro is I chased hardly on Saturday and I got all the money back, thank God. But it was all rage bet. Like I told you guys on, I think it was Friday, a professional I knew was betting UAB, which is some college football game. So I bet that, took all the winnings, put it on the Colts. And it was just pure, fuck the system, fuck the public. Like these assholes are giving me my money back. And I was just bummed out because again, like, you know, it is, we do this show, I'm giving out the clients. It's just a lot of people are relying on my info. When it misses like that, where you're feeling good the entire game, it's the worst feeling. Luckily, we bury it, we move on. But no, I'm probably gonna spend another $100K on therapy trying to get over that game.
We did bury it, and I also, like you, look, if the Chargers had gotten blown out in that game, I would feel bad. But the Chargers were in that game, and we got burned by sort of really outside the lane thinking, that even for a game in which we expect outside the lane thinking, it was outside those lanes. I, like you, bet the Colts heavy at 2.5. I bet it. I made my money back. We had Indy in the contest. We had the Chargers. The next day, we had Denver and Atlanta. That didn't work out for us. We did have Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, whom after the show convinced me, I already had him at +1.5. I bet him on the money line before the game. And then when they were down 10-0, I bet him at +200 on the money line. Wow. So what do you think of that, Simon?
No, that's a good day.
It's a good day.
I was scared, honestly. When they were down 10, I was like, oh my God, would they finish with 150 yards total? But we got the cover. That's all that matters. But that's the classic. We didn't deserve it, but Tannehill gave us, what was it, 4 turnovers? Kind of a gift day. Tennessee just really gave away that game.
Forget the opponent. They nameless gray faces.
Yeah, it was rough. Of course, I gave it all back when I bet the Packers -3.5. And so that was kind of a kick in the dick, the way they lost that game. So it ended up being a pretty ugly day for me. A couple quick things to review. We're going to get to the show. Last week, our foxhole bet was the Colts. Our Simon Says bet was Atlanta. Scooch Roulette for Simon was the Colts. Was for me, it was the Falcons. So Simon, you won Scooch Roulette.
I'm dominating you in Scooch Roulette. You don't want to know that record, Chad.
Speaking of Scooch Roulette, we may or may not have a special guest for our last show of the calendar year 2021. I'm just saying.
Woo. Big guest.
Yeah.
And what's the exact date? Is it the 30th?
It's the 30th. Big. All right. Very quickly. Very, very quickly. We're going against all the rules that Matt Mitchell told us pre-show, which was just be tight before you get to the games.
Yep.
It is Tuesday afternoon. We're recording this. About 5 people will listen to this show before the Washington football team and the Eagles play and before the Rams and the Seahawks play. Do you have any thoughts on those games? Right now, tonight.
Yep. If you're listening to this and you're lucky enough, take Washington football team first half, money line or on the spread. Eagles coming off, not playing any games for over 14 days now because they've been on a bye week. Then the game got pushed to Tuesday. Long, long layoff for an Eagles team. And you're getting good value now, Washington football team. They're having a third string quarterback come in and play for them. So to me, this will be a sloppy first half. I'd either take the under or just take the money line with Washington football team, try to get a little lucky. Not a great read on that, the Rams-Seahawks game. Like, deep down, I wanted to just take the Seahawks. I think you're getting a good number, divisional matchup. But, again, we'll talk about it. It's just so hard to predict anything with all this crap going on with COVID. So, I don't know. Professional in me, it's like one of these dogs have to cover. I would take the Seahawks here at that number. That's a big number for this divisional matchup, and it's still Russell Wilson.
All right, Tina, welcome back from exile. Who do we got first?
San Francisco 49ers at Tennessee Titans.
This can't be right. 49ers on the road, 3.5-point favorites against the Titans? Come on.
I know. This is like the Chargers all over again. Like, of course, we're supposed to take Tennessee here.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Probably one of the tougher teams in all of football. They're just a bruising team, and they dominate up front. And that's what's been huge for this 49ers team, is they're one of the stronger teams on offensive line and D-line. And that's how they dominate these teams. They impose their will. I hate it. I hate that we have to take Tennessee here, but we do. This is a classic. We're buying low in Tennessee. I make this line a pick. The fact you're getting 3.5 points, it's crazy. It's the 49ers hype is as high as you can get. Atlanta gave away that game/cover. They were I believe 0 for 16 inside the 5-yard line. Like, again, let's process that. They got in there four times and came away with 0 points inside the 5-yard line. Woo! You can't really depend on those kind of things, especially with this Tennessee team. They just had arguably one of their worst games of the year against Pittsburgh. That was a complete meltdown by them. Now they're coming home, short week. 49ers are feeling great. I don't know. Like, of course, we have to take Tennessee, but am I going to make this one of our five? I don't know, Chad, but I love Tennessee here. I have to take this number every time.
Immediately, this is bright red siren, inflamed. Take this. This is crazy. The Titans defense is so much better than we thought they were earlier in the year. The 49ers are a very physical team that have also been benefiting from playing some pretty bad defenses. And this is not a team that you can sort of make mistakes against. The Titans are getting a little bit healthier at their skill positions.
People say I'm too low on the 49ers. I get it. They're healthy. They're clicking on all the cylinders here. But if you go by just the math, you're basing off the math off line movement and adjustment and what the public's going to do, you're probably going to bet another 55% chance of covering this number blindly. So that means you're already slanted towards taking this Tennessee team. And when you look at the data, it's probably going to even bump that number up even more. So it's hard to pass on this one, but I just don't know if I can make it one of our five right now.
Cleveland Browns at Green Bay Packers.
This line has escalated a bit. It's Packers -7. Browns made a show last night against the Las Vegas Raiders. Nick Mullins, he really looked, you know, serviceable and showed some heart with that team.
Exactly. There's nothing we can really do. That's the problem with this season. It's like all this COVID stuff. I mean, the worst one to me, my biggest miss last week had to have been that Saints one. We always love taking the Saints. We love fading Brady.
Yeah.
And the Sean Payton being out was what just spooked me completely. And it's like, once again, I got duped by COVID. It did not matter. Nothing mattered in the game. The reason we should have taken that game was just the defensive matchup, how they match up against Tampa. So that's what's hard with reading these ones. It's like, those are big misses. This Browns one, if it was a normal year, I'd be all over the Browns. But because of everything going with COVID, it makes me want to go towards Green Bay. They're the healthier team. They've been practicing the last couple of weeks together. That's the thing people don't get. These Browns players haven't been practicing. They've just been sitting out. They can't come into the facility. So, yeah, it's like maybe I'll change once we get maybe next show. But as we sit here on Tuesday with limited information we have, and I don't really know, like if it's Nick Mullins, Aaron Rodgers, or Case Keenum versus Aaron Rodgers and Lambeau, yeah, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. And it's funny, we're sitting here late December. We joked all summer about it, Chad. 28-1. That's what the Green Bay was to win the Super Bowl. 28-1. And that was all because of rumors about Rodgers leaving. Now I think they're what, +450 to win the Super Bowl. So that's probably one of the few bets I'm gonna end up making good money on, being able to hedge that out, because we know they're gonna lose the NFC Championship game. It's what Green Bay does, but right now you have to feel great if you have 28-1 for this Green Bay team.
Actually, I thought about this the other night when they were up 28-17 and I was feeling really good, and they had the ball on the 30-yard line of the Ravens, and I had bet -3.5 live, thinking I am a live betting genius. And I had already in my head
cashed it,
reprogrammed how I'm betting going forward, which was, instead of feeling like I have to bet every game, betting the games I feel most comfortable about with bigger numbers, and then adjusting those games live, especially if I feel like the team that is better ends up down early, because then all of a sudden I'm just getting a better number. And then the Packers regressed, and all of a sudden, for the first time all season, didn't cover against a team with a backup quarterback and no defensive backs.
No, it's the never-ending back doors, Chad. Whatever side we're on, I'm just assuming we're going to get backdoored now.
You can always come in my back door.
Doesn't it feel like we've been playing from behind all year?
Yeah. Things just haven't bounced our way. That's just gambling. I mean, you can put all the work and all the time, and you still need the ball to bounce your way. And it's been very humbling these last couple of weeks, where we're on the wrong side of a lot of these ones. And a lot of these ones that come down to the final play, brutal. And especially like last night, that Bears, they should have covered that 7, and they don't kick the extra point because of that rule. And it's just like typical. They don't push on that 7.
I do think it's brought us closer.
Yeah.
This is when you say, I agree.
I agree.
We've been in the foxhole. We haven't killed each other. We haven't blamed each other. We haven't gotten angry about it. We've made choices collectively, individually, and it's worked out like we're still buddies.
No, it's the best. Thank you for the olive oil.
You bet.
Indianapolis Colts at Arizona Cardinals.
Let's see. The Colts are 1.5-point underdogs on the road at Arizona. Maybe their pick. Maybe the Cardinals are pick. This is an interesting one.
Yep.
This is an interesting one. Do you have a strong opinion on this already?
Of course. It's the Colts.
Tell me why you think that.
Why? Well, actually, surprisingly, I love Arizona here. Colts team, it's inflated. If the Colts were +3, +3.5, yeah, I'd be all over them. But the fact that it's moved down this number, it's the books are laying a trap. This feels incredibly trappy, just like the Patriots felt against this Colts team last week. Right now, at your book, you have 1.5, which means you can tease us up to 7.5. I just can't see why they would be doing that. Same with the Patriots last week. It kind of felt like they knew people would be teasing these standalone games. And they're giving you a number to get you across a square number that, like, they know, like, someone, especially me, if I see 7.5, I love that number. The public even more so. So when I saw this line initially, I immediately saw a trap. Went and looked at the numbers. I made this line -3 for the Cardinals. So I'm getting 1.5 for the Cardinals. I'll take the value, but I hate going against my Colts team because I don't know if you remember, this is like my all-in team of the season. So I'm just playing the position, the spots. The bookmakers had the Colts winning 10 wins before the season started and went all the way down to 8, 7.5 once Carson Wentz got hurt to start the year. They lose this game. They win their next two. They'll finish the year 10-7, right where the bookmakers had them. This just feels like a scheduled loss for this Colts team, this kind of matchup. Arizona getting embarrassed against the Lions. I know Matt Mitchell wants us to fade hard, Kingsbury, but can't do in this position. I'll either stay away or I'll just take the Cardinals.
Cliff Kingsbury.
All right. Well, it's interesting because when I was first asking you the question and you said the Colts, and then you said, actually, I love the Cardinals here. This to me, purely thinking about market logic, was Cardinals. You got the Colts beating the super hot, everyone believes they're going to the Super Bowl Patriots in prime time and holding them off with a spectacular Jonathan Taylor run to really close the door. And you got the Cardinals losing to the Lions. Like, of course the Cardinals are going to be deflated. Of course the Colts are going to be inflated. Of course you're going to go with the Cardinals in this game. Forget about Cliff Kingsbury. Forget about DeAndre Hopkins. Is he playing or not? You've got a team that all of a sudden feels like its season might be spiraling, a really good defense, and they're playing at home.
They've actually been bad at home. That's, again, so there's a bunch of little things that's scary about the Cardinal team. They're 2-4 at home against the spread. The biggest thing is they might be broken. That's the biggest fear right now, is like they didn't look good against the Bears. We were all on that. We said they got lucky because all the short field Andy Dalton gave to them. They got dominated by the Rams. Again, that game looks closer on paper because they got that last touchdown at the very end of the game to make it, 30-23. They didn't look right in that game. And that Lions game was wild. The Lions didn't have Swift or their number one tight end, and they absolutely dominated this Cardinals team. So for me, if this wasn't such bad juju with the Cardinals, this no doubt would be either my Simon Says or Foxhole bet. Like I immediately, this one jumped off of the paper to me, but the fear is they're broken and we already don't like their head coach. I mean, this is what we do. We fade this guy. So I don't know what to think here as you sit on Tuesday, but I just know that I'm either going to be on the Cardinals or I'm just going to pass on this one. I know there's no chance I'll have money on the Colts.
It's funny when you say a team is broken, that ascribes such an emotional element to it. When I think of something that's broken, like the way you're describing it to me feels like something that is broken emotionally.
Yeah, and that's what these analytic little nerds don't get, is half of football is mental. That's why these teams, like you just talked about, that Green Bay, they turned it off and they couldn't turn it back on. So the Ravens were easily able to come back on them. So we've seen it time and time again with these football teams. These teams get these big leads and they let them teams come back because football is such a mental game. Momentum can flip so easily in this sport, the way it's played. So it's just bad juju taking the Cardinals right now. Do you feel it too? Or are you just like, nah, I'm not worried?
I'm not worried. I think it's the exact right spot to take the Cardinals.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I mean. We have to either take it or pass. Like it's, yeah. you can't take the Colts here.
I'm taking the emotion out of it, out of my decision-making. I don't disagree. It's an emotional game.
You're a pro.
And players are playing it. But for me, overrated, underrated, overinflated, underinflated, bad performance, good performance. Public loves it, public against it. That's checking all the boxes. Matt Mitchell has reminded us in Slack that he you know, he's the original fade Cliff Kingsbury. He did a very funny video last year about how much he hated Cliff Kingsbury in the second half of the year because he couldn't even win when he had Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech. Week 10 of this year, Cliff Kingsbury was beaten by Cam Newton, who has turned out to be not so much resurgent. In week 11, they defeated Russell Wilson and his mangled finger. In week 13, they beat the Bears and Andy Dalton with nothing but short fields. In week 14, they were Matt Stafford's first big win ever, the first time that Matt Stafford ever beat a team five games plus over 500. And then in week 15, they were destroyed by Jared Goff. So 2-3 with wins over Andy Dalton and a mangled Russell Wilson. That's why we're on the Cardinals this week, folks.
Right.
100%.
Detroit Lions at Atlanta Falcons.
The Lions are, say, 5.5-point underdogs right now.
Oh, God. I hate taking chalk. Like, these Lions have been so good to us, but we have to at this point. This line's kind of moved too far at this point. Jared Goff's on the COVID list I saw yesterday. Atlanta, they're bad. Like, I'm not gonna defend it anymore. Like, people keep saying they beat a bunch of nobody teams. That's fair. This is a nobody team. Like, again, the Lions, that was an incredible win last week. Detroit. They're bad. Again, they've been good against the spread. They're just not a team that knows how to win. So them coming off a big win like they just did, we saw what happened. When they went to go play Denver, they had a complete letdown the following week. I guess we have to bank on it again. But the fact that Atlanta's coming off a bad loss, a one that they gave away so many opportunities to score points, I just can't see Atlanta having such a bad week. They got the veteran quarterback in Matt Ryan, who statistically has actually been really good this year. I know you don't think that because we saw him go 0 for 16 inside the 5-yard line, but Matt's been good this year, especially on throws downfield. So against a team like Detroit, that their biggest weakness is that secondary, this is just a nice matchup for this Atlanta team. And I would take it, but again, it's hard to feel confident about it. You know what I mean, Chad? It's like we just got burned so bad by Atlanta. I bet this one, I think Monday night, I'll bet it again a couple times this week, as long as it keeps moving my way. I just know the public's going to be coming on Detroit, and I hate public dogs.
You should hate public dogs when they're connected to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, we've swerved on that each time they've been the public dog, and it's worked out for us. I think it was, what, the Eagles and then against Denver both times.
Yep.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Carolina Panthers.
This is interesting. The Panthers are 11-point home dogs.
To me, right when I saw this, I knew this was going to be one of my bets. I'll do it as a foxhole. Move your man
up the feet! Let's climb down into the foxhole.
There's no one else is going to be joining us, Chad. Only a few people will bet this number. But with all the injuries that the Buccaneers have had, this plays right into the strength of this Carolina team. Carolina has a really good secondary. Now all I have to do is double AB, double Gronk. They don't have Fournette. They got Ronald Jones in that backfield. Godwin's out for the season. No one's really sure if Evan's going to play in this game. I would love to take Brady in this bounce back position, but the fact that this line was 6.5, 7, and now it's ballooned all the way up to 11, just because, again, Carolina didn't have a kicker in that game against Buffalo. They would have covered that number if they had a kicker. They had plenty of opportunities to cover that number, and they simply couldn't because they had to go for it on fourth down. I think we're going to get value here. If they would have covered last week, Carolina, I could see this number being 8, maybe 8.5, just because of teasers trying to keep Tampa Bay out of that value zone. Got no doubt Tampa will bounce back here. That's just too many points for such a banged up Tampa team. So if you're a fan of this show and you bet these ugly games with us, you have to bet this one. This is an ugly number. It's divisional. They're at home. You have to take this number.
If you're listening to this show and you don't bet this game and you like to bet, if you're deciding on Sunday, I'm going to put some money on NFL football, and this isn't a game you bet, then you've learned nothing. Let me give you some context. Right now, 82% of the bets are coming in on the Bucs, nearly 50% of the money coming in on the Panthers. This is right. Going to be the Pro Joe game of the week. Overvalued, undervalued, home dog of more than a touchdown. 80% of the bets coming in on the road favorite. All of these things, signals in the noise for the underdog.
100%.
Jacksonville Jaguars at New York Jets.
Is this the week that we bet on the Jets? Less than a field goal favorite?
Oh, God. This Jaguars team, man. So, so bad. Luckily, I was on the number, but I faded them in our money line round robin. I just said Houston's up to plus 200. At that point, we had to take Houston. So I don't know what to make of this Jaguar team. Just looking at it on paper. Again, if gun to my head, if it gets the +3 and it's the Jets and Jaguars, I'll take the Jaguars +3. It's just, how do you have any confidence betting either of these quarterbacks? Zach Wilson, he's good for a quarter. He's terrible for three quarters. Lawrence might be an absolute bust. His regression has been alarming. He's gotten worse every game this year. His footwork has gotten terrible. His reads are terrible. So, yeah, we can move on. I'm not betting this game. I'll either take the +3. I just won't touch it.
I think that's an incendiary hot take, Stephen A. statement to say Trevor Lawrence is a bust. Certainly he's regressed, but that team is a fucking dumpster fire. He's got a coach who doesn't know how to coach anyone over 21 years old, has no support whatsoever, and is basically having to tell the coach, hey, you might want to put the best players on the field. Give this guy a chance to get right with a coach who they believe will be there for a while, with a guy who understands how to create coherence, who understands how to create an offense that he can learn. I'm not ready to throw it all away in Trevor Lawrence.
Again, you don't get the mental part of football, Chad. You're a nerd. No, but in all seriousness, he's wilted. He's on one of the biggest loser franchises in the history of football. Everything about him just screams bust. And even coming the year, I didn't really trust him. I was just like, you know what? I'll give benefit of the doubt to these scouts who are saying this kid's the next Peyton. Like, he's one of the best prospects coming out. He's big, he's tall, he's strong, he's fast, good arm. His mental is so bad. Like, he's just fucking stupid. So, yeah, you're right. If they get the right coach in there, maybe he can fix them. But to me, fading the Jags, it's easy to do. They've just never produced a good quarterback. I mean, what, Mark Brunell? When the hell was that? So, I don't know. I just don't have faith in the franchise and their decision-making. Maybe you're right. He'll be able to bounce back from it. But I've seen it with Sam Darnold. I've just seen these quarterbacks lose it. They lose that step. They lose that confidence. It's over.
Well, look, it's no different than the scouts saying he's the next Peyton Manning. You know, you can be as wrong if you're being hyperbolic about how great he can be as you are about how bad he is. After seeing no games, he's Peyton Manning. After seeing 13 games, 14 games, whatever it is, he's a bust. Could be somewhere in between.
But just look at your boy Fields. Fields is being slaughtered. And every pass, every time he drops back, he's getting hit no matter what. He was making big throws last night, big throws downfield. That's resilience. He's coming back. He was fighting. He put that touchdown in that was irrelevant at the end of the game. That's what you're looking for these rookies.
New York Giants at Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles are playing tonight. They're 10-point favorites in this game. Obviously, a lot can change. Mike Glennon is playing quarterback for the Giants. We don't know enough yet to really dig in on this game. My suggestion is what we reevaluate this game on Thursday.
Yeah, my suggestion is if you get 10.5, I'd grab it, and then you can just buy out of it later. Just in case the Eagles look like shit and lose, this number will drop by like 3 points. So to me, I would just take that number real quick because that's a big, big number for a divisional matchup between these two. They always play
Simon says. Are you Simon saying?
Nah, I can't do that. Because like you just said, we don't really know what the fuck's going to happen with this Eagles matchup. And because of, I don't know, I don't want to go against my Eagles, my best bet of the week.
And because of COVID.
A little bit.
Because who knows?
Los Angeles Chargers at Houston Texans.
So the Chargers break our heart. They strike a lightning bolt through the core of our beings. Talk about emotional. They're on the road now against the Texans. 9.5-point favorites.
I'd wait on it. It's one of those games I just wait. Hopefully you'll be able to get a 10 or something with Houston. But Chargers team, they usually beat up on these bad teams. So I'm a little scared taking Houston team off a win, but I've seen it time and time again. This Houston team they play well at home. And we've seen Davis Mills, say what you want about them. He might have been the second or third best rookie this season. I mean, the kid has, again, he's only beaten the Jaguars. I get that. He's not that's nothing to really ho-hum about, but a lot of these games, he keeps them in close. He makes big throws. So I don't know. I feel like the value right now is technically on the Chargers because underneath the key number of 10, But I just don't feel comfortable taking that big of a number. So I'd probably wait and hopefully take Houston.
Here, I agree with you. I think Texan is going to be the right side when it all comes down to it. And the money and the picks are coming in on the Chargers. But if we're going to be willing to take the Panthers in similar situations against a much better team in the Bucs, I can't not take the Texans, who I think have shown the ability to keep these games close. And like you said, with Davis Mills, perform much better than we expected against a Chargers team that is just too inconsistent. And I think, like, you talk about emotion, it's hard to come back from what they lost on Thursday.
It isn't. It isn't, though. They didn't think they were in the wrong. They thought they did everything right. So to me, they're probably just thinking, you know, that's what we do. That's how why we are where we are this year. So I don't see them affecting that much. But everything you said is true. If you're willing to take Carolina, you kind of have to take the Texans for the same exact reason. It's just way too big of a number for a team that doesn't deserve all that respect.
Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots.
The Bills, anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 point dogs against the Patriots on the road. Is this the week, my friend, where you buy into Mac Jones?
Again, I would love to keep crushing Mac Jones because Patriots fans are like the worst fan base in the world, but he's good, man. Like, that was unbelievable what he did in that Colts matchup. Like, everything I thought was going to happen did happen. He was looked like a rookie. He got dominated scheme-wise. He just could not figure out that Colts defense. And then he figured it out, and he was very cool, calm, and collected. Even the fact that he was getting punched in the mouth on multiple plays. Like, he was literally getting hit, popping right back up, making big throws. I fucking hate it, man. It's like crazy. The Patriots go from Tom Brady to fucking Mac Jones. It honestly really pisses me off, but he's by far the best rookie. Like, I can't, there's no denying it. This kid is tough as shit. He's smart and he makes big throws. And like, that to me is one of the most important things in football. It's like, can you get hit in the mouth, throw a bad pick, then come out, throw a touchdown? Like, that's how you know you can be in this league. You just get over it, move on to the next play. What the fuck? This number is too much. Like, it's about to be +3. What are we doing here? I had to take the Bills. I have to put Bills and teasers. I don't know. To me, this is like the Bills, not Super Bowl, but like, this is what they've been thinking about for two weeks. Like, they just want to get back at this Patriots team so bad. They got embarrassed at home. It's scaring me that it's moving this much, because that means a lot of professional money's coming on the Patriots, and they obviously have a read on this. But the few games this week where it's a no-brainer teaser, it's this Bills number. This number, great for teasing. You can tease it up to 8.5 right now if you have a 2.5 line in your book. I like this Bills number a lot, especially if it reaches 3.
What did you power rate it at?
Pick. I honestly didn't know what to really do with it. Like, I gave a little bit of a home field advantage to this Patriots team, so that's why I almost made them -1. But based off matchups, what each team can do, they think it's gonna be good weather on the East Coast this upcoming holiday. Like, you know, Christmas is Saturday, they play Sunday. Supposedly it's supposed to be a nice day. Everything points to me taking the Bills, but it's so hard to do on a Tuesday. That's what I mean. Like, if there was no COVID, I'd be all over this number right now. But to me, it's kind of one you have to wait, just because both these teams, it's so close. It really is a pick. Like, both these teams are just so equal. I just can't give it out right now.
The Patriots have been one of your blind spots all season.
We just fucking won on the Colts against the Patriots.
Yeah. Once.
All right. We won week 1 with Miami against them. We won with the Saints against them.
Twice. Three times.
Eat some maybe of that clam chowder, Chad.
I feel like I was on the Colts as much as anybody. I might have swayed you onto the Colts. You were becoming like a Mac Jones sycophant.
That's not true.
No, I like
we won on the Patriots against the Tennessee Titans, which I had to beg you to take the New England -6 against the Tennessee Titans. So I'm all right with this Patriots team. I haven't done terrible with them. My kryptonite's the Jaguars.
I like the Bills in this spot too. The holidays are here, and FanDuel Sportsbook has a gift for all new customers. No, not a new pair of slippers. We're talking about 30-1 odds on any Christmas Day NBA or NFL game. Just sign up for Sportsbook and bet on any team to win any of the 7 marquee matchups taking place on Christmas. And if your bet wins, you'll be paid out 30 times your wager. That's right. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. This Christmas night, I'm back in the Arizona Cardinals against the Colts. There's no better place to bet on Christmas Day than on America's number one sportsbook. It's simple and easy to use the app with great new offers every day. And when I win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet. Sign up with promo code FAVORITES to place your first FanDuel Sportsbook wager on any NBA or NFL Christmas Day game for exclusive 30-1 odds. Our gift to all new customers. Download FanDuel Sportsbook today with promo code FAVORITES. You must be 21 and older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users is fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours and expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 5334.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
42 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. The Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere.
Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I think we want to hold off on this till Thursday.
Los Angeles Rams at Minnesota Vikings.
Rams are 2.5-point favorites right now.
Take the Rams. Like, this is my Simon Says bet. But the problem
God.
We do what Simon says.
I know. The problem is COVID. I would love for people to take this number now before the Rams do play, just in case they do blow out this Seattle team. But I don't know what to do. Just because it's just, there's so much unknowns. So much can change from now until Sunday. So it's tough to say, but we can mark it down as my Simon Says bet very cowardly.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to change your mind on Thursday.
Thank you.
It's a lot going on.
It's going to be a big public side too. Like, sorry to cut you off, but I know the Rams are going to be a huge public side. But to me, it's just crazy that number's under three.
Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati Bengals.
The Ravens now 2.5-point dogs on the road against the Bengals, who, if you recall, the last time the Ravens played the Bengals, we said, bet the Bengals future odds to win the AFC North now, because they're going to change. And sure enough, they beat the Ravens. The odds changed. Now they're first place team.
Yep. They were plus 1,000 when we said that. So if you've been waiting to hedge, you can hedge now, or you can let it ride if you believe in the Bengals in this matchup. But again, you're going to see a pattern here, people. If this hits plus 3, we take the Ravens every single time. And this, in a late December matchup, not even going off the head coach discrepancy, like, Harbaugh is that much better of a head coach than what we have with the Bengals. But to me, this Ravens team, if they lose, they lose close. Okay. And you're getting a plus 3 number. We've been burned by them with these numbers. Okay. The number has mattered in each matchup they've had, even though they've lost these games they've been covering. So maybe I'll finally get burned by finally going against this, going with the Ravens team, but I have to do it. If it's plus 3 in this divisional matchup, I have to take it.
Yeah, completely agree. It's hard. It's hard. Like, you look at this and think, like, what's Lamar Jackson's status? They're losing all these defensive backs. But when you talk about analytics, we talked about it earlier in the show, Harbaugh plays it differently than, say, Brandon Staley does, where Brandon Staley seems to be running some kind of meta experiment about analytics. Harbaugh is actually playing the game of analytics.
See, even Harbaugh fucked it up, though. Like, the first touchdown he got when they were down 14, that's when you go for two. Not the second touchdown. You go for it on the first touchdown. Because then if you miss the first touchdown, then you go for it on the second touchdown and make it a 14-point game. So, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so hard to handicap these games because these coaches are smart, but they're fucking idiots at the same time. It's just tough where it's like, yeah, Harbaugh gets the analytics, but he fucked it up where it's like, no, the first touchdown you go for two, not the second touchdown. But again, whatever.
I like how I try to make a point and then you tell me how I'm completely wrong.
But what you're saying is true, though. Like, they're more accepting of it, but it's just Harbaugh in that instance messed it up.
Chicago Bears at Seattle Seahawks.
Bears plus 7 at Seattle.
Keep it moving. Well, I'll take the Bears and I'll lose money again because Matt Nagy's an awful head coach, but the Bears are the worst underdog team statistically ever under Matt Nagy. Like, there's never been a worse team at covering as an underdog than they have been with Matt Nagy. So don't bet this game, people.
Yeah, there was some stat today, like 3-22 was a dog of more than 3.5.
He's a disaster. I feel so bad for Bears fans.
Denver Broncos at Las Vegas Raiders.
Teddy's got a concussion. They broke our heart on Sunday.
Ah, God, I know. I know Teddy's not coming back, and it's such a great time to take Teddy. Teddy covers as a dog on the road, so we'll pass. I'm almost positive they said no matter what, it's going to be Drew Lock this Sunday. But
yeah,
after squeaking by with a Raiders money line, I don't want to bet them again.
I agree. These teams are both a pass for me right now.
Pittsburgh Steelers at Kansas City Chiefs.
The Steelers are now 10-point underdogs.
Fire away on the Chiefs, baby.
Interesting.
I know. I knew that you would think I would be on Pittsburgh, but I'm not. I love you, Mike Tomlin. I know it's December, but I'm not fucking down it.
It's a fine line between, you know, drinking wine and squashing grapes.
This is the rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot. Drop it, Mitchell.
A rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot.
Get them ready to take the field every series.
This is when you fade Mike Tomlin off a home win as a dog. This will be by far one of my favorite unders of the week. I love this under so much. I always bet the unders anyway with the Chiefs at home, but this Chiefs defense, they again, that Chargers game, the Chargers are doing whatever they want. They're going up and down the field. That was an indoor game in a controlled environment. This Chiefs team outdoors has just, for some reason, really held offenses down. So, to me, this is a nice spot to take an under and a favorite, which is rare. Usually, I like taking the dog in an under position. But to me, this is such a big total, a big spread. What is it? I think I have to check. I think it was 48, 40 and a half. 10 points is not worth as much. If it was 40, maybe I'd be leaning more towards Pittsburgh. But there's enough wiggle room there that I like this Chiefs in this position.
I am shocked. That's a big, big number for a team that has a really good defense in the Steelers. And yeah, for
and I Chiefs, think the Chiefs are overrated, but.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs don't cover numbers like this. It goes against everything we've said all year about the Chiefs.
It's going to burn me, Chad, but I made the number 12 and a half. It's 10. I think I'm getting 2.5 points of value.
No excuses, no explanations.
Total on this game right now is 40 and a half.
Yep.
Wow. This is the opposite of every single thing we've talked about on this game, on this podcast all season long.
Not at all. There's times we take big favorites. It's just very rare.
It's stunning. It's stunning to me.
I know. You don't think the books know what they're doing? They're fucking sucking you in, buddy. Why wouldn't they make this 7.5, 8.5? They would get the same amount of money on the Pittsburgh team as they would on the Chiefs. But they're putting it all the way up there because they need people to come in on Pittsburgh.
Washington football team at Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, 10.5-point favorites. This, not knowing about tonight, assuming Taylor Heinicke is playing, this should be Simon Says. Get on the fucking Washington football team right now.
How can we, though? We don't know who's going to be back from COVID. So, yeah, I'm with you. If their whole defense is back healthy, they practice all week, and their quarterbacks come back, and they practice too. Love Washington. Dallas has not looked right ever since Dak's come back from that injury. He just has not. I mean, they barely beat the Giants last week. What was that, 21-6? And one of them was a defensive touchdown, maybe? I don't even remember. But I just remember thinking that whole time, Giants should be winning this game or at least covering. They just couldn't do it. Dallas' defense is for real. They're all healthy right now. This is another game where if I can't figure out a side or pick a side, I'll probably just end up taking the under in this game.
Last game, Monday Night Football.
Miami Dolphins at New Orleans Saints.
Miami is a 3-point underdog. Dude, give me the fucking Dolphins here.
Love them. Thank you.
Love them.
Love right there with you. Love this number. I took it at 3.5. The fact that the money and the tickets are coming in on the Saints and the numbers moved down to 3, that's best case scenario. That means other pro groups have hit Miami as well. So love this number. As long as it stays above 1.5, 2. Which, again, I talk all the time, 2 is a key number. I love Miami, and I can see this being one of our 5.
This makes no sense to me.
No, it's an overreaction to a Saints team that put up 9 points.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We got an interesting little lineup coming on here.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I mean, we're talking about potentially the Cards, maybe the line, maybe the Falcons, maybe the Panthers, maybe the Bills. We'll see what happens with the Rams tonight. We might like that. Maybe the Chiefs, which you love, like your enthusiasm was a little overwhelming. Miami, wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Our foxhole is going to be the Panthers minus or plus 11 against the Bucks. Scooch roulette it for me, buddy.
When all hope is lost, all that's left is relief.
Let's play Scooch Roulette.
You're clearly killing me, so talk to me.
Scooch Roulette, no-brainer. We just talked about it. Miami, plus
three. Ah, fuck you. I want to take the Dolphins. God damn it.
Got to do it.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Wow, look at you. Coming to the dark side.
Yeah. I was almost going to take the Cardinals.
I was going to say, that's probably the most pro line this week, honestly, the Cardinals line.
That's what I think, too. All right. I think we've covered it all. I think we've done a whole show. We got in all the notes that Matt Mitchell wanted us to get in about where to find things and what we're doing for the rest of the year. We got in our full slate. We got in our foxhole. We got in our Simon Says. Thursday, we'll narrow it down. We'll do the Moneyline Parlay. We'll do the Big Balls Bet of the Week. That's all she wrote. This has been The Favorites for the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman. He is Simon Hunter. Download us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Wherever you get your podcasts, rate, review, subscribe. 5-star reviews. Feedback is a gift. We don't care what you say in there. We are reading all of them. Also, please rate us on Spotify. Spotify came up with a big update. Rate us on Spotify. Until Thursday. Love you.
Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.